This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Coming up, the Kelowna Rockets are on the verge of making team history. The number one ranked team in the CHL recently reaching the 50-win plateau for the second straight season. Eight WHL graduates bringing home gold from Sochi, backstopped by former Tri-City American goaltender Carey Price. His thoughts ahead. And Regina Pats forward Morgan Klimchuk is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He has his team on the verge of clinching the East Division title for the first time since 2007-08. He'll be our guest.
Williams is a right-hand shot. He'll pick up the puck at center. Williams skates in, looks, waits, holds, whistle, save! The Rockets, for the first time in franchise history, have won back-to-back 50-win seasons. 52 victories last year and 50 tonight.
That was Regan Bartel with a shootout call in Tri-City as the Kelowna Rockets reached that milestone. And after a home-and-home sweep of Vancouver, they tied the franchise record for wins in a season with 52.
Head coach Ryan Husker joining us for a couple of minutes. Let's talk about winning and how infectious that is. I mean, do you notice that with the guys that as the season has worn on, victory after victory after victory, there's been a couple of stumbles along the way, but do you notice that where just winning breeds more winning?
It does, yes, but I think at the same time there's been stretches where they would win a game and the excitement after the game just isn't quite the same. It's almost like we've done this before and, you know, bring on the next one type thing, but those are the times when you get a little nervous because you can never take for granted winning. I think that's an important thing for all players to understand. So when we sense that kind of going on, we try to remind them that how difficult it is to win and how special it is to try to get 2 points, to try and get them to understand that it's the most important thing and it's the best feeling in the world to win. And I think while we do that, we're trying to teach our players to hate losing. And at the end of the day, I think that sometimes is more important than winning. If you have a group of guys that absolutely hate losing, they'll do whatever it takes to get that win. And I think that's why we've had some success.
When I'm around the guys, I notice that, yeah, they're happy for the victory, but they can quickly put it aside.
It is important that they do that. We play a lot of games, especially like we've talked about the second half of the year. And if you're thinking that you're better than what you are or you're living off your last game, then you're in trouble. I think there's been stretches this year where we've had a little bit too much swagger. I think we've kept that limited. You know, we've had some people come in that have worked with our group. I think Tim Schroeder is one person in particular that's helped us when we sense that maybe we were getting a little too full of ourselves.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge and Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
For the most part, I think our guys have managed to stay fairly level-headed and even-keeled, and that's, again, one of the reasons why we haven't had too many big dips in our play over the course of this regular season.
You know, it's so funny. You know, you say that. I think it's really interesting because, yeah, when you're winning like that, it's a different variable you have to deal with. Here, it's now maybe overconfidence to a certain degree, and you got to kind of rein that in. Whereas if you're losing a lot of games, you want somebody in there to help you to bolster the overall atmosphere of the team.
It's funny the way it works, you know. And you even find when you're winning, we were on that stretch where we were winning a lot of hockey games, November, December, January-ish. And some of our guys were dealing with confidence issues. And as a coach, you're wondering, like, how is this possible? We're having a great stretch right now. But they're young men, and there's different things that are going on in their lives. And I think that's what makes it fun and enjoyable. Nothing's the same. Every day is a little bit different, no matter what situation you're in.
What is this going to do? What you're doing right now, how does this set the tone for next year and maybe the year thereafter?
Well, everybody talks at this level about developing players, that if you want to have a team that's consistently competitive, you need to develop your younger guys. So that's fine and okay if you're going to keep giving those guys ice time, but if you're not winning, they're not learning the right way. So I think having a team that's successful is the best way to bring along young guys. Yes, you give them the ice time and you put them in situations that at times they might not be ready for, but if they understand how hard you have to play to win every night, they're picking up little things from our older guys, and they're going to carry that on. And when I look at our young guys, like you mentioned, Nick and Rourke Charche, Joe Gattenby, the great part about that group, they work very hard already, and I think that's a great sign for our organization down the road, is the group of young guys that we do have coming up are very good people. They're committed to playing hard and doing whatever they can do to help a team win, not have it be all about them. And when you have a group of young guys like that, I think it bodes well for our team's future success.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Eight WHL graduates brought home gold from Sochi in men's hockey. The eight players from Team Canada were highlighted by former Tri-City Americans goaltender Carey Price, who was unbeatable in both the semifinal against the U.S. and the gold medal game against Sweden. Price was asked what the most special part of the gold medal victory was.
Being a part of Team Canada, not just Hockey Canada, but being a part of a much broader picture, being able to share that experience with people from everywhere in Canada, all different types of sports. Everybody was there with the same goals, and being able to share that with so many different people was really special. It came down to getting prepared for each practice, and then getting prepared for each pregame skate, getting prepared for warm-up, getting prepared for the game. You know, that philosophy is paying off.
The group also included former Kelowna Rockets Shea Weber, Duncan Keith, and Jamie Benn, former Medicine Hat Tiger Jay Bomeister, former Prince George Cougar Dan Hamhuis, Patrick Marleau of the Seattle Thunderbirds, and Ryan Getzlaff, formerly of the Calgary Hitmen.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Regina Pats forward Morgan Klimchuk, 6 goals and 3 assists, helping the Pats to 4 wins last week. Voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews, has more.
Joined now by Pat forward Morgan Klimchuk, named the Western Hockey League Player of the Week. Morgan, I mean, just talk about the week. I mean, you kind of break a little bit of a cold drought in terms of goals and then go off for 6 and 3 assists in 4 games, and the team wins 4 games. I mean, obviously a big week for you and for the team, a positive feel as you head into the end of this year.
Yeah, I think so. I think overall it was a pretty good week, obviously, for both myself and for my team. But, you know, when you're putting up points and the team's winning, you can't ask for much more. But I think coming off a bit of a cold stretch there, it was pretty nice to kind of break out like that.
And to do it the way you did, I mean, you scored 3 goals against Saskatoon, but to score against Victoria and Calgary and in 2 massive wins for your club, it had to be good, too, to score against those top echelon teams.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're always looking for people to step up in big games here, and those Calgary and Victoria, got to give them a lot of credit. They're two real good teams, and you know, we've been doing pretty well at home. And to have those guys come in and be able to play the way we did, and to have myself, you know, score a couple goals in a big game was something that was pretty special.
And you know, you had the kind of top line reunited after it's kind of been, you know, changed around all year with you and Chandler Stevenson and Dyson Stevenson. Is the chemistry is something that helped in that last week, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we got 3 or 4 lines right now that are playing together and playing well together, and it's working pretty good. But when you're playing with guys who are, you know, as gifted as those two are, and you know kind of what it's like to play with those guys, it makes it a lot easier. And when you get the chemistry going and things kind of get rolling and you get some confidence, I think it makes playing together that much easier, and success comes a little bit easier for sure.
And as a team, you're playing like a confident group, Morgan. I mean, sitting 6 points clear of the East Division right now, and you know, as you look ahead to what the last 8-9 games and some big points on the line here, is the team, you know, have that belief in it right now that, you know, they're going to go on to win this East Division?
Yes and no. I think we understand there's a lot of hockey still left to be played, but I think belief and the confidence we do have right now is something that's pretty special, and you know, we're just looking to build off every game. I think, like I said, we do know there's a lot of hockey left to be played, and there's some good teams still chasing us, so every 2 points matters, but we're just going to keep working hard and just building off what we have achieved in the last little bit here.
All right, Morgan, thanks for this, and congrats on being named the Player of the Week.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's this week's show. Want to say thanks to both Regan Bartel and Phil Andrews for their help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.